Welcome to the Healing Journeys Today podcast. Today we've got an amazing message of hope and healing just for you. God's word never returns to him void, so let this message sink deep into your heart so that you can walk out your complete healing journey today.
I'm so happy and so grateful to be here at Healing Journeys Today. So let's just start, because this word, I just love it. It's something that I had to do. And I thank the Lord for his word because it's so great. I love every part of his word. Well, this is the question that I want to ask you. What do you see? What do you see? We're talking about healing. I'm so certain that everyone who's watching is in need of healing, or has a loved one who is in need of healing. Or maybe you just want to heal people yourself. So we're talking about health and healing. And you know what happens a lot when people are sick? They see themselves sick. They identify with that sickness. They see themselves, you know, they see the tumor. Because those things, they will scream at you. Tumors, sores, scabs, and eczema, alopecia, whatever the case may be. A leprosy, whatever you have, your wheelchair will talk to you. Your crutches will talk to you. And it will all tell you the story that you're not getting rid of me. You cannot get healed. You know, those kind of things. Maybe you've read the files. You read the files that the doctor gave you. And then you read the files and that's what you're seeing. That's what you're picturing in front of your eyes. But do you know that the Bible tells us, when you go to the book of Proverbs, Proverbs 4, it tells us that we need to be attentive to the words of Papa God. And that's this word. I just love it. It's so great. So we need to be attentive to that word and we need to incline our ears to it. But he also tells us, let it not depart from your eyes. Why is he telling us that? Why is he talking about that? Let it not depart from my eyes. We're talking about healing. But why shouldn't I let the word depart from my eyes? Because if you can see yourself through this word, if you can see yourself healed, man, all things will change. Well, that's what I want to talk about today. So I'm asking you the question again. What do you see? And I know all of you are looking with your, you know, physical eyes, natural eyes, these two. You're looking like, yeah, but I see I don't have an arm. I see I cannot walk. I see that I cannot eat. I see that, you know, you see all those kind of things. I see the scars. I see the tumor. I see the brittle hair. I see whatever the case may be, whatever your case is, your problem, your situation, the sickness. So what do you see? And when I'm asking you, I don't mean what do you see with those physical, natural eyes. What do you see with your eyes of faith? What do you see in your imagination? Because that's the part where it all starts. So if we start at the beginning, that's where it all starts. And listen to this. From Genesis to Revelation, Papa God, Jesus, everyone in between, they had to do the same things. You know why? Because it's just the way Papa God does things. When he created the heavens and the earth in the beginning, Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, what he did was, he imagined, he envisioned, because verse 2 tells us that the earth was void, without form, and was dark. And Holy Spirit was hovering over the face of the deep. So he didn't just thought, well, it's void. Let's just chicken, just place some chicken on it. Oh, yeah, no form. I think maybe if we shift something to the left. No, he envisioned. He saw it. Where did he see it? He saw it in his heart with his eyes of faith. He wasn't looking with his physical eyes, looking at his spirit, but I'm just, you know, pointing something out. He wasn't looking at the without form, the void, or the darkness. He wasn't looking at those things. He saw them, but he changed the way he was seeing. And then he started on the inside to see and to envision. You know, the Bible tells us that without vision, the people perish. And that's terrible. You know, Proverbs 29. So if you have no vision, the people are cast off, restrained, or they perish. That's what the Bible tells us. Why? Because you have no vision, where are you going? If there's no vision, which path are you needing to take? What are the goals? What do you see? We all need vision. And sometimes that vision is blurred. So people, they have vision, but vision for the negative. So they see themselves dying. They see themselves breaking. They see themselves always, forever in a wheelchair. They see themselves forever needing a hearing aid. They see themselves forever, you know, and having to wear clothes up till here because the skin cancer is, otherwise you can see the skin cancer, or they have to wear wigs all of the time because otherwise you can see the alopecia, you know, those kind of things, or you can see the eczema, and they can see it. And that's their vision for their life. That's what they see, and that's that. No, that's not that. Because we got the word, and the word tells us how we can look at things, that we can change the way we're looking. You know, I like this guy, Abraham, so much, because when Papa God gave him a word, and mind you, we got a whole Bible, you know, a stack of words, you know. I use mine a lot. So no, we got this. We call this exceeding great and precious promises when you go to 2 Peter 1. So it's filled with all kinds of good things in it. But do you know that Abraham, when you go to the book of Genesis, he had one word from God. God told him, I'm going to give you a son, and I'm going to make you descendants so many. But he had no children. Abraham and Sarah, they had no children. So Abraham thought that the guy Eliezer, who was running the things in his house, was going to be heir. And God said, no. I'm giving you a son. You know what happened? He had to change the way Abraham was looking. So he changed Abraham's mind on this. And first things that he did, because he did like two things, the first thing Papa God did was, he said, Abraham, stand outside, look at the stars. And when Abraham looked, you know, when I look at the stars, when I go outside in my garden, I can count like 1, 2, 3, 4. And sometimes there are even stars to see. But Abraham, where he was living, there are stars, because in the desert, and there's this open sky, and when it's dark. So you can see the stars. So Abraham was watching the stars, and he tried to count. That's what I always make that story of. Like he was trying to count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, you know, and then he came to 1,000 and he was like, wait, I lost count. Man, so many descendants and I don't even have one child. And then the Lord at daylight, he said, look at the sand on the seashore. That's how many descendants you will have. I wouldn't count the sand on the seashore. I wouldn't begin even counting. So that's how many descendants Abram would have. And he didn't even have one child. And God promised him a son. That was the word for Abram. So, but what Papa God did, he changed what Abram was seeing. Why? Because that is what Papa God did in the first place. He's the first visionary. He sees, he imagined things. And those things are still here. We still have trees. We still have green grass. We still have animals, you know, fish and the birds in the air. We still have all those kind of things. We still have the sun, the moon, the stars. Those were all the things that came out of Papa God's imagination. He created them by speaking them. But first he started with what he was seeing. So that's why I'm asking you, what are you seeing? Are you looking with your physical eyes, these two? Are you looking at it like, oh yeah, but Cindy, I see sores. Cindy, I see the tumor. Cindy, I see the eczema. Oh, Cindy, I see all those things. And maybe you've read the doctor's report, you know, those kind of things. And that is what you are seeing. That is what you are on, that is what it's in front of your eyes. But no, let the word not depart from your eyes. Proverbs 4 from verse 20. You know, because we need to see ourselves through the word. And you might say, yeah, well, yeah, you can teach that. You can talk about that because you're not sick. Well, I was sick and I had to do this step. And it's not a step, But it's just something, it's the way God is. And it's the way He made us. You know, Genesis 1 verse 26, He made us in His image and in His likeness. So the way God does things is the way I need to do things, because that will bring me the desired results. Papa God, He first imagined it and then He spoke it. So I first have to see myself. I had to see myself healed. I had to see myself healthy. There were just things I couldn't do. When I was looking at myself, because in 2009, I got cancer, and then I took chemo and radiation, and they just wrecked my body. They just damaged my body. So I got allergies, adhesions. I got all kinds of things happening in my body. My hair fell out. So I was bald at this side. I had to wear my hair over my head like that. You know, those kind of things. I saw those things happening in my body. I was walking around with pain, and it was a terrible, horrific pain, but it just, you know, gradually it became worse. And in 2016, when I thought I was doing better, all of a sudden, that night, 9th of November, I needed to have an emergency surgery, because my intestines, they found holes in it, and my food was coming out and all those kind of things. And then I woke up, I had an ileostoma. So terrible upon terrible upon terrible. But the thing was, I was 40 kilos, and that's like nothing. You saw my bones sticking out. My hair was short and brittle. If I would touch it, it would just come out. If I would comb it, there was just a bunch of hair coming out. So that was brittle. I saw my nails. They hurt at me, my nails, because it looked at like they were leaves or something. It just hurt it. So my hands were like that. I was hunched like this. And a lot of things were happening in my body, and I saw it. I saw the scars. I saw everywhere where they had, you know, placed things, inserted things in my body. I saw the scars. I saw the bruises. I saw all those things. I saw all the stitches. I saw it all. But then Holy Spirit asked me, I need you, Cindy, to look into the mirror and see yourself as I see you. And that was hard, because in my mind, I knew what I looked like. I knew. Did you know that when I started doing that, went to walk my dog, I did it when it was dark, because I didn't want anyone to see this. It was terrible. But when he asked me that, I did it. Even though in my mind, I was screaming like, no, I don't want to look at myself. No, I don't want to do that. No, no, no. But I did it. And do you know what happened? I had to see myself through the word. I had to see myself healed. I had to see myself through the eyes of faith, and not with these, my physical eyes. So I was looking in the mirror, but I was seeing, you know, the natural stuff, but I was speaking with my mouth something else, because I had to see myself differently. I had to see myself through the word. And if I had to do it, you can do it too. Because Papa God, He did the same. He saw the no void. He saw the formlessness. And you know, He saw the darkness, but He still spoke light be and light was. So He envisioned, He saw something else than those things that were there. So you need to see something else than those things that are on your body, the eczema, the alopecia, the wheelchair, the crutches, whatever the case may be. Whatever your situation is, we're talking about health and healing right now. You need to see yourself through the word, and let them not depart from your eyes. Let these words not depart from your eyes. You know, this word is our mirror. Yes, you heard me right. It's a mirror. When you look at it like now, you think, hey, but it's not shiny. How can I see myself through the word? I don't see it. No, I'm not talking about a mirror as we know it. But we liken it unto a mirror, because whatever you can find in this word that is spoken about you, for instance, Psalms 119, where the Lord tells you His hands have made you and fashioned you, that is a word you can take and look at yourself differently. Or when He tells you Psalms 139, that He has fearfully and wonderfully made you, look at yourself differently. that you're fearfully, wonderfully made. You know, those kind of things. But also, when he tells you, 1 Peter 2:24, that by his stripes, you were healed. See yourself healed. See yourself walking. See yourself standing up, jogging, running, dancing, maybe, whatever the case may be. If you stutter, see yourself just talking without stuttering. It, whatever your case is, because I don't know whom I'm talking to, but I guess you're watching, so you need health, you need healing in some kind of area. But first things first, you need to see yourself. And you need to see yourself through the word. So I had to do that. So I'm not just talking rubbish and just talking, hey, well, this is a nice subject. No, I know that I had to do it. These natural eyes, it's not that I had to shut them, but actually I did. Because what I had to do was, I had to look spiritually with my spiritual eyes of faith. Look through the word. You know, when we go to Genesis 11, you can go with me if you want to. Or you just listen. I just love the word because it's just packed with all kinds of great things. And oh man, everything is so great. But when you go to Genesis 11, we are in that story where the people, they're all, they had one language, one mind, you know, and they built a city. And then they said, you know what we're going to do? Let's build a tower. And then we will go all the way up to heaven. But there was something God did not tell them to do. So it was a flesh thing. It was not a spirit thing. It was a flesh thing. They wanted to be like God. That's why they wanted to be there. So, and then we get into the story where Papa God comes down to see what are they doing. And he comes to check out the city and the tower that they were building. So listen to this. It says, but the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the sons of men had built. And the Lord said, indeed, the people are one and they all have one language. And this is what they begin to do. Now, nothing. Hear me closely. Now, nothing. Let me say it again. Now, nothing that they have imagined to do shall be withheld from them. Nothing. Can you imagine that? That nothing they have imagined to do shall be withheld from them? Can you imagine, picture yourself, seeing yourself whole, seeing your body restored, recovered, healed, and a well? You know, when Jesus spoke to the man with the withered hand and said, stretch forth your hand, and the hand was exactly the same as the other one. You know, those kind of things. Can you picture yourself that whatever you imagine shall not be withheld from you, meaning you will have that. Whatever you imagine, whatever you think about, it will become something. Did you know that? But here's the thing. So imagine, you see here, give yourself permission to imagine seeing yourself whole, healthy, having a healthy body, walking, jogging, dancing, whatever it is that you cannot do right now. See yourself, not with your physical eyes, but with your eyes of faith. See yourself on the inside doing it. Man, and Papa God is telling you, and nothing shall be withheld from you. Because if they could do it, we can do it. So, but that's the Old Testament. Let's go to the New Testament, because Jesus, he talked about a similar thing, and where what he's talking about might not have anything to do with what we are talking about, health and healing. But let's go to Matthew 5. He's talking about adultery. But when I first read it, I was like, wait, what? what is he saying? But now I understand. So listen to this. My Bible is so thick. I used it. Jesus is speaking here. You have heard that it was said to those of old, you shall not commit adultery. Okay? But I say to you that whoever looks at a woman in lust and has already committed adultery. So, Jesus is talking about adultery here. We're talking about health and healing, but I'm going to explain why I'm talking about this scripture. So we're talking about the mind, imagination, the way we see things. How do you see yourself? What do you see? Now, Jesus is telling them that if you look at a woman and you lust for her, you've already committed adultery. Where? In your heart. Why? Because Jesus knew something. That was also the way he did things. When we imagine something, it shall not be withheld from us. So picture your mind as a womb. You know, women, they have wombs, and when a seed comes in, the conception takes place, a baby comes out. So something happens with what you are thinking about. So ask yourself, what are you thinking about? Do you know the Bible tells us, Isaiah 26:3, that he keeps him in perfect peace, whose mind, and it's also your intellectual framework, your hope, your yetzer, your imagination, your perception, your purpose, is stayed, is steadfast, is secure, is safe. In what? In who? In the Word, in Jesus. You know, Proverbs 4 from 20, it tells us, let these words not depart. I say words, but let them not depart from your eyes. So there's something with our eyes, and it's not just these two eyes. It's the eyes of faith on the inside. So you will be in perfect peace if your mind, your imagination is stayed steadfast upon the Lord God, meaning upon the Word. So you need to see yourself through the Word. And these things I'm saying, oh man, it just gets me excited. Do you see it? I want to jump from my couch. I keep seated. I promise. So listen. So what do you see? How do you see yourself? Do you see yourself always in a wheelchair? Do you see yourself always blind? Do you see yourself always with a hearing aid, always with the alopecia, always with brittle hair, always with the scars, with the eczema, with the paralysis, with whatever the case may be, or your organs or the tumor or the cancer, whatever your case may be. Do you see yourself with that? Is that screaming to you? Is that like a movie you have already envisioned? This is how it's going to be. But now I'm talking to you and I'm asking you to shift what you're seeing, just like God asked Abraham to do, to look at the stars, to look at the sand of the sea. Because do you know that we are the descendants of Abraham that he saw back then? But he never saw me, he never saw you, but yet he saw us. So you can see it, but God needed Abraham to imagine it so that that word that he would get a son would flow, would have an open door to come through. Do you know that? So I need you to see yourself through the mirror. That's the Word. And so I'm not talking about a mirror like a real mirror, but we liken it unto a mirror. So have you ever seen someone, you know, this is the mirror and then they look like this. What are you looking at? The mirror is here. So I need you to use the Word as a mirror and see yourself through the Word. Just like Holy Spirit had asked me, he said, Cindy, I knew what I looked like. I knew 40 kilo bones sticking out. I saw everything on my body was terrible, messed up, damaged. I truly thought that I was damaged goods. I never thought my body could restore, could recover from that. I knew the Word. I spoke it, but I had to see it also. And that's when he placed me. Actually, I had to go stand in front of the mirror and see myself the way Papa God saw me, the way Holy Spirit saw me, the way Jesus saw me. And at first it was very hard, but listen to me, I did it. It's not that hard. Because while I was looking, so I wasn't looking because my physical eyes needed to see something else. No, my eyes of faith. And while I was looking, I was speaking the Word. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. My face is ravishing. I just took things from the Word. My hair, you are like a flock of goats going down from Mount Gilead. I was just talking to what I saw. I was just speaking those things to myself, seeing myself through the Word. By his stripes, Cindy, you were healed. Body, you were healed. I commend you, body, you're recovered. I commend you, body, you're blessed. I commend you, restored. You satisfy my mouth with good things, so my youth restores, renews itself, rejuvenates itself like the eagles. You know, I was speaking to myself while looking in the mirror. Why did he want me to do that? Because he needed me, just like Abraham, to see myself through the Word. And now I'm asking you to do the same. Would you please do that? You will help yourself tremendously, because thoughts, they will become things. Did you know that? I'm just telling you. Jesus told that this guy who lusted after that woman, even though I said to Jesus, I said, but he never touched the woman. He never had intercourse with the woman. And yet you say he already committed adultery. And then revelation hit me. He said, yes. And I'll turn it around. And I turned it around. I reversed it to my situation. And I understood, wait a minute. If that guy can think about a woman in lust and he committed adultery, I can think about myself healed. And I'm healed. I'm already healed. Because I already saw it on the inside. And let me tell you, I got a whole teaching about imagination, the mind, and those kind of things. And about from the inside out. Because everything starts from the inside out. Not from the outside in. It starts from the inside out. That's why I need to get you to see yourself healed. I need to get you to see yourself walking again, standing up straight again, having hair again, without eczema, leprosy or whatever, tumors, and that your skin is like the skin of a baby. You know, those kind of things. And I know it looks so hard, but you know, this guy, he came from another country. He heard about Elisha. And then he came to Elijah because he needed healing. He had all those kind of things on his body, you know, like leprosy. Let me just keep it with what people have. Leprosy, eczema, he had those kind of things. So his body was all, you know, torn up. It was terrible. And yet this guy, he went to Elijah. And then Elijah didn't come out to speak with the guy. And he was like, he was like up there, like a general or something. And then Gehazi went out and told the guy what he needed to do. Go and dip yourself 7 times into the river. He didn't want to do that. He said, we've got rivers in our own country and those rivers are clean and all, you know, those kind of things. And then his servants told him, they said, but if he would have asked you something difficult, would you have done it? You know, you would have done it. So this is easy. Just go and dip. And then he said, okay, I will go and dip. So he let go of the pride. He went, dipped 1 time. Nothing happened. It was still the same. 2nd time, nothing happened. 3rd time, nothing happened. 4th time, and you know how we get when we see nothing happening, no manifestation, we get like, oh, it's not working. Oh, whoa, whoa. No, this guy, he never said it wasn't working. He dipped, dipped, dipped 7 times. The 7th time when he came up out of the water, his skin was as soft as the skin of a baby. Now, what that does that water mean? The word. It's the water of the word. So here is the thing, because I'm going to wrap it up. I need you to see yourself through the word. Come on, people, see yourself through the word. See yourself through the word. That means if you don't see it the 1st time, the 2nd time, the 3rd time, the 4th time, the 5th time, 7th time maybe. But it doesn't matter. See yourself healed. By his stripes, you were healed. Now I want to wrap it up because I know it's a lot to take in. What do you see? See yourself moving again. See yourself walking again. See yourself doing things that you couldn't do. But see yourself doing it. You need to shift the focus. You need to use your imagination. You know, science, they have had athletes sit down and the athletes had all kind of things on their body. And they ask the athletes, you know, run the course as if you're really running it, but in your mind, shoot the ball through the hoop as if you were really on the field, but do it in your mind. And they were seated still as I'm seated. Well, I'm not seated still, but seated like this. And they found out that every muscle, everything in their body was working while they were imagining it. So Jesus knew something more than the scientists, but science is catching up on the word. So we have to catch up on the word also. We have to believe this word. See yourself through the word. People, if you see yourself through the word, you know what will happen? You will stand upright. You will get up out of that wheelchair. You will just like Jesus, stretch out your hand and the hand is not withered anymore because you already saw it. You are already healed. See yourself with a baby if you're barren or whatever happened to your body. See yourself with a well kidney. See yourself with a well body. See yourself living. See yourself doing things that you couldn't do. See yourself doing those things and you will see you will have it because those thoughts will become things. So here's the thing, because I'm going to wrap it up. What do you see? And I'm not talking about your physical eyes. No, no, no. With your eyes of faith, see yourself that he took the infirmities and bore your sicknesses. So see yourself. He took that wheelchair away. He took the infirmity away. He took the hunchback away. He took the brittle hair, the alopecia away. See that he took the tumor away. He took it away. Means carried it away. It's no longer there. See yourself healed. I had to do it. And look at me. Look at me. I gained weight. Well, I never was like, I never had a lot of weight, but I gained weight from 40 kilos. I gained like 10 kilos. And my hair was brittle and short. Look at this. I got hair on my head. You know, all this kind of thing. My complexion is not gray anymore. All those kind of things. My hands are not like this anymore. So I was speaking to my body. I was saying, firm muscles, strong bones, those kind of things. I was talking to myself, you know, in the mirror, what I told you. I was looking at myself, seeing myself differently. That's the part I want you to get this time. See yourself healed. See it. What do you see? And if you think it's difficult because your case is worse scenario than everyone else's, that's what every person tries to tell me all of the time. Maybe mine wasn't worse as yours. Maybe yours is truly worse. But the Bible tells us in Isaiah 53 that Jesus, he had no form, no comeliness, and no beauty that we should desire him. So he was even worse than your case. And he took it upon himself so that you can see yourself whole. You can see yourself healthy. You can see yourself well, people. Let's get that part. Jesus took it. In his body, he had no form, no comeliness. There was not zero beauty. So even insecurities, emotional wounds, you think you're ugly? Jesus, he became ugly for you. You think you got scars and those kind of things? Jesus, his scars, his scars, his wounds that trickle blood. That is the wounds. Those are the stripes that he took for us. See yourself through the word. Shift your imagination just like Abraham. I had to do the same. So it's not because I did it, so now you can do it. No, I know how it feels, but I'm not going by feelings. I'm not going by what I see with his physical eyes. I had to. So one thing you can do, that's a tip. I'm a life transformation coach. This is a tip. You can use vision boards, for instance. If it's difficult for you to see yourself, get pictures of yourself. You know, Dodie Osteen. And Joel Osteen's mom, she did that. She placed pictures all over the house where she was good looking, happy. She never made picture when she was sick with cancer, when they gave her up to die. And the woman is still healed. The woman is still healed. She saw herself. That's one of the first things you need to do. See yourself. I did the same. I placed photos of myself everywhere. So I was seeing myself, looking at myself, seeing myself healed. I saw myself driving again. I saw myself taking my dog outside again, washing dishes, doing things in the house, doing all kinds of things that I couldn't do at that moment. And look at me now. Well, I'm seated, so you think maybe she cannot walk. No, I can walk. I can do all kinds of things. I can do sit-ups. I can exercise. I can dance. I can do everything that I couldn't do at that moment. And God has no favorites. I'm not his favorite. I just did as Papa God does things. So what do you see? Start looking at yourself through the mirror with the eyes of faith, through the mirror of the word. Can you do that for me, please? Well, thank you so much for having me. I'm so delighted. I'm going to see you next time. I'm going to talk more about this. Well, not really this, but I'm going to expand more. And guys, I see you next time, okay? Bye-bye.
We hope you got some great nuggets of wisdom out of that teaching. Thank you for listening to the Healing Journeys Today podcast. And don't forget, you can find us live on Facebook and YouTube 7 days a week. If you would like to donate, please go to www.healingjourneystoday.com. Isaiah 53:5 says, "And by his stripes, we are healed." God bless you.